The late Mr. Cribb is here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning very promptly at 4:15. The formalities from the chairman will be minimal because we are under various prohibitions in terms of the time at the end of this meeting. At exactly 5:30, lights will dim, chairs will be removed with or without occupants, and we will be forcibly evicted from these premises. So we have exactly 1 hour and 14 minutes. We have three very distinguished speakers representing the three of the key components of, I guess, life in Washington today. Having just heard from four members of the bar what was wrong with the legal profession and its various ramifications, and having taken four individuals to describe that, we can dispose now of the Congress with one, the executive branch with one, and the national news media with one. These three people, all longtime members of the Philadelphia Society. The first, they will appear as they did in the printed program, that is in alphabetical order. The first, a local boy who certainly made good. My former boss, the distinguished congressman from the 12th District of Illinois, PhD from Indiana University, former professor at Bradley, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, 15-year veteran in the House of Representatives, former chairman of the Republican Study Committee, author of The Democrat's Dilemma, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's my very great privilege to welcome back to the Philadelphia Society our longtime member, Phil Crane. Phil.